Wake the kids, phone the neighbors, call in the pets. It's time for the Brenham Sports Line. Sports talk with a local attitude. Brenham Sports Line is brought to you by Classic Hair Cleaner, South Market Street, Brenham, making sure you look great in everything they do, and by Budweiser, Mike Hopkins distributing of your favorite Anheuser-Busch products. Tonight on the Brenham Sports Line, we're talking with Brenham High School Athletic Director and Head Football Coach Elliot Allen. Tonight on the Sports Line. Props going out to Heidi Manush and his all-star band as we crank up another night of the Brenham Sports Line. Sports talk with a local attitude. And as always in studio, our Sports Line mascot, Mookie the Rabid Badger, as we bring you the Sports Line brought to you by Budweiser, Mike Hopkins distributing all your favorite Anheuser-Busch products, and by Classic Care Cleaner, say that three times fast, on South Market Street in Brenham. And it is, of course, right about the time of year when, well, folks start thinking about high school football. We should be only about a week away from the start of practices, but, oh, son of a gun, there's a pandemic going on across the country and around the world, and things have changed. Life as we know it is just a little different these days. And joining me here on the Sports Line is Brenham Athletic Director and Head Football Coach Elliot Allen. And Coach Allen, welcome back to the Sports Line.
Well, thanks. It's good to be back and talking about football again, and hopefully we get our chance here pretty soon.
Yeah, of course, things have drastically changed. I would imagine to say that you have had to have been adaptable this summer will be one of the most gross understatements probably ever.
Well, I tell you what, there's been a lot of folks having to adapt, whether it's coaches or kids or just people that are anxious to, you know, watch high school sports again. And, you know, that's just one of the things this whole pandemic has taught us. You know, we have to do the best we can with the information we have at the time, and that's what we're doing.
And now, of course, the first real changes that you've had to deal with, of course, go all the way back to the start, the first couple of weeks of the baseball softball season and track season, and everything got kind of shut down real fast for you. It was a very short spring semester for the student athletes.
I think we're all still scratching our head about that whole deal. I can still remember, I think it was the Friday of our spring break, and hearing that, you know, we weren't going to go back to school for another week. And I thought, dadgum, our kids aren't going to have athletics for 2 weeks. What are we going to do? And here we still sit. And, you know, again, it was heartbreaking to, you know, to see what happened to our spring sports last year. And, you know, we had all thought by this point we'd be moving on. And then, you know, we're still dealing with it. So, you know, we feel confident about, you know, potentially getting to play. We've got some new guidelines that have been released, and, you know, we're making plans.
Speaking of the new guidelines, of course, drastically changing how off-season workouts went. I know that you had a chance to work out for a few weeks there, but not much of a resemblance to football practices to the naked eye, was it?
Well, we've done what we typically do in our strength and conditioning program, and that's all sports. And then in addition to that, many of our sports have taken advantage of our sports-specific instruction, which was a big no-no up until 2 years ago. You couldn't do anything outside of the season. And last summer, they allowed us 2 hours for every week, and we could get 30 minutes a day or an hour 2 days a week. And they've gone this year to you can get an hour a day every day of the week, Monday through Friday. And that's something that we've been able to take advantage of. And then starting August 3rd, we can use as much as 2 hours a day. And those are things that before the pandemic would have never been thought of.
And now, of course, one thing that a lot of people, of course, have brought up, especially the last couple of weeks as we get closer, is, everybody's ready for the start of workouts. Now, of course, as UIL announced last week, things have changed drastically for the 5A and the 6A schools in the state.
Well, they have, and we anticipated some change. The reason for the bigger schools, bumping back is there were so many urban areas that, that were hit, and that's typically where your 5A and 6A schools are. Before they made the announcement, there was well over 100 schools at that point at the 5A and 6A level that weren't even going to start school until September the 7th or 8th. And so we felt like something was coming. I think, I know I'd rather do just about anything and have to make some of the decisions that our leaders have to make in this time. But we're pleased with UIL's plan. And, we think it's a good plan. We just got to get everybody healthy and get this trend going back down. And won't be long. We'll be out there playing again.
Now, one of the things that, of course, is affected by this, moving everything back, the schedule. I know that we reported last week that our district, 13 5A Division II, is likely going to go to a nine game schedule. And of course, everybody's asking, well, what's the schedule going to be? What's the schedule going to be? Is it just going to be moved back 5 weeks, or what is it? What's the latest on what the schedule prospectively could look like?
Well, that's, as of right now, as long as we're able to continue with our strength and conditioning camp from August 24th until we start, they say you need 2 weeks of strength and conditioning before you start. If we're able to continue to do that, then we'll start immediately September the 7th with just like we always do in football with, helmets only for a couple of days and then half pads. And then we would have our first scrimmage on September 17th and first game on September 24th. Those teams that are not allowed to do strength and conditioning at that time, and there's a bunch of them. If you saw Houston, Harris County, and Travis County over with Austin, there's a bunch of schools that aren't getting to participate right now. So they will only get nine games for sure. We have the potential to get 10, but we're gonna go with the nine game schedule.
All right, and now as far as I know people since the spring have seen what was the proposed schedule. Are there going to be changes to the order of the games, and when will we know about that?
Well, that's a good question. You can imagine trying to get, eight football coaches in the district to get together and try to make a plan that's going to be fair, that allows our best teams to get out. If you have to shut down, heaven forbid, in the middle of the season for a week or two. So as of right now, we'll play the same order. That could change if we go to sort of a mini district look so that it would really only take us 3 weeks in order to select four playoff teams. And that we'll know that. We're supposed to vote Wednesday afternoon, and if we can come to a consensus at that point, then we'll know our schedule.
All right, and so right now, not sure when. We're looking at possibility of two off weeks. Not sure when those are going to be right now.
Well, I would say most likely around November 7th, and then the week of Thanksgiving probably are the 2 weeks. And that way, if you had two schools that had bad cases and both coaches mutually agreed, they could bump one of those games into that open week in order to get the game in. Mm-hmm. Or we felt like if a school were totally closed down, and again, we're looking at every worst case scenario we can. If a school was totally closed down, then we could push, we could buy a couple of extra games there.
All right. We are with Coach Elliot Allen, Brenham Cub head football coach and athletic director here on the Brenham Sports Line. We'll be back right after these words from our Sports Line sponsors.
We've invented a new messaging system using the crisp sounds of Bud Light. Crisp Code, Lesson 42. This is how you say happy hour. It's happy hour. Let's go get some Bud Lights. That's it for today.
Brewed with no corn syrup. Bud Light. Crisp. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Mike Hopkins Distributing is your regional Bud Light distributor.
When your clothes have to look good, trust them to Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market Street in Brenham. Your dry cleaning comes back in tip-top condition because quality work is what's important to the staff at Classic Care Cleaners. Classic Care specializes in dry cleaning and laundry services. They offer starched jeans and shirts, leather and suede cleaning, alterations, wedding gowns, and drapery cleaned and pressed. And upon request, one-day dry cleaning. And it's a promise. You'll look great in everything they do. Classic Care Cleaners. 805 South Market in Brenham.
All are welcome at St. Peter's Episcopal Church, sharing the love of Jesus, caring for all. Join the worship either in person or virtually by going to their website or Facebook page. Sunday services are at 8 and 10:30. Those who are at a high health risk are invited to attend the smaller noon Wednesday service. Precautions are made according to CDC and diocesan guidelines. Social distancing, face coverings, and use of hand sanitizer are required. The prayers are for you to stay safe and find comfort through prayer during this uncertain time. For more information, call 836-7248 or go to stpetersbrenham.org.
Rosie, come out tonight!
We're back here on the Brenham Sports Line, and a reminder that coming up at 6 o'clock, we will close out the sports line, an early curfew this evening. Houston Astros baseball is coming up, the Astros and the Seattle Mariners coming up at 6 o'clock, live from Minute Maid Park here on KWHI. Meanwhile, here on the Brenham Sports Line, brought to you by Budweiser, Mike Hopkins Distributing, and by Classic Hair Cleaner, South Market Street in Brenham. We are with Brenham Cubhead football coach and athletic director, Elliot Allen. And, Coach, of course, we've been talking mostly about football, but it also affects other sports being moved back. Volleyball, cross-country, all affected by the rulings by the UIL just this past week.
Absolutely. You know, all those sports are being pushed back, and there's a lot of limitations and regulations that, you know, for instance, volleyball is not allowed to have any tournaments. And so they've added to their total number of games. But I guess they feel like it's safer not to jam a bunch of different teams into one gym. You know, with cross country, they can only have their meets can only have a total of 8 teams and be one division, so just varsity. It could be boys and girls, but it can't be JV, whatever. And I think, you know, we're looking at ways to creatively get some folks into our hellacious cross-country meet. And I think if you have two-hour windows in between the race times, we can potentially get as many as 32 teams there. Mm-hmm. But it's going to be different. It's we've had to think outside of the box quite a bit.
And of course, the big thing is that, of course, the starts of their seasons also moved back along with football.
They have. You know, at this point, cross-country certification date is a little bit later. Volleyball and football were affected quite a bit. You know, as of now, they haven't really pushed any of the other seasons back. You know, we're a little concerned with basketball right now. They have the same start time, at least at this point, that they've always had, but that could be a big overlap if you are able to play deep in football. And so we're hoping that that season may get a little forgiveness as well.
And now we've heard about states around the country, a handful of states around the country that have moved fall sports to the spring. They're starting football in some of the northern states. Some of those states starting football in March. At any time, was that a consideration? You know, by the UIL, were they ever considering possibly moving everything to the spring? As you're seeing some college conferences as well do.
You know, I was in on a lot of meetings with the UIL over this thing, and you know, they were pretty tight lipped about a lot of things that you know, that they were considering. I really think they made the best decision just because in high school we have so many kids that are multi-sport athletes in a town like Brenham, and we want them to play in all those sports. And you start jamming them all into the spring season, then, you know, then you're kind of cutting each other's throat, and our kids suffer there. So You know, I still think if there's an issue, they could always do that. But I think this plan is a good plan at this point.
And as you mentioned, multi-sport athletes, and especially at the 5A level, Brenham has a lot more multi-sport athletes than almost any school that you see in this area. In fact, almost every year, three, sometimes four of the starters on the basketball team are members of the football team, and they can't even start working out until the football season's over, and that could really hamper the basketball programs this year.
Well, and I think you know, obviously we have a lot of multi-sport athletes, and we like our kids playing as much as they can. You know, I just feel like that, you know, that they may have to push that back a bit. I mean, as it stands right now, if you played in the state championship football game, you would miss, you know, 2 to 3 weeks of district basketball, not just the first few games, but district right. basketball games. And so you could potentially miss 5-6 games. And, you know, we don't like that, but we're hoping that we get some forgiveness there.
And you mentioned workouts and conditioning. How has the turnout been this summer?
You know, so we didn't know what to expect. You know, whether people would be afraid to send their kids up, or kids would feel uneasy. And participation has been great. And I don't know whether that's just everybody was tired of being cooped up, or maybe mom and dad were tired of kids being there the whole time. But we've had, I think, really strong participation. And, you know, I think we have what we do is very safe, and we have great distancing. We have 10-foot distancing while we're working out, and things are cleaned consistently, and we wear masks. And, you know, I think we take a lot of the steps that we need to ensure that our kids are, you know, not spreading it.
And I would imagine with the guidelines and with the outline that we've had to undergo with the workouts, with the strength and conditioning, I would imagine that there has been an awful lot of input, an awful lot of work going into this by the athletic training staff at the high school.
Absolutely. You know, Ms. Woodall and I meet probably 2 and 3 times a day sometimes, just to, you know, you get your regulations and rules squared away, and then 2 weeks later you get a whole new set. And so, you know, number one, we want to ensure that our kids are safe, regardless of what the regulations are. And then, you know, number two, we want to be sure that we're following all those regulations.
All right. And so, I to kind of recap, I guess the big day as far as getting a look at what the schedule is going to look like is going to be Wednesday, obviously, when you get together with the other district athletic directors.
That's the hope. Our plan is to go in and vote on a schedule, you know, provided we can't get to a consensus. So there needs to be a little bit more study. I don't want to I don't want to put it out there and say that it's a done deal. But I feel pretty confident that we'll have the schedule out on Wednesday.
All right, but as for right now, everything's TBD, to be determined, huh?
We've been TBD for about 3-4 months now, and I'm ready to get back to a schedule. I know our kids are. I know our people in town are.
And how much are you just looking forward to that one moment when you can go out there in the practice field, the guys have got some pads on, and have a real football practice?
Well, I think everybody's ready for that moment. I know I'll be excited, and you know our kids want it, and you know it's a shame that this has all occurred. You know, like we said, we failed terrible at our spring sports last year, and you know we don't want to go down that road again. And so we got a little bit bigger runway than what we had last spring in terms of, you know, moving things around. You know, last spring it just happened right there at the end of school, and we couldn't do much about it. So it's going to be exciting when we get back out there.
All right, and so really nothing to do right now, but just wait, and we'll see how things develop over the next few days and the next couple of weeks. And again, at any moment, you could be blindsided by, well, you know what? The governor and the state have said shut everything down until October, November, whatever.
Right. Well, and I think that's the mode that we've all been in for, mm-hmm. for several months now. The one thing that I do know, and the meetings that we sit in on with TEA and UIL and the Coaches Association, is that our leaders want us to play, and they want us to play badly. And I think that if there's any way possible, that, you know, they're gonna try to help us get to that point.
Wow, you had me thinking of my high school days when you'd say they want us to play badly. Because, you know, for 4 years, we played very badly.
we don't want to play badly, Doc.
All right. Well, Coach, we certainly appreciate it. And, boy, I tell you what, it's just it's been an eye-opener these past couple of months as to, you know, how things can go wrong and how we just have to adapt to whatever's dealt to us.
I agree. And, I do think that I think we're going to end up playing. You know, hopefully it's at the set time that they've given us. But I appreciate our kids' resiliency. I appreciate, you know, all of our coaches on staff, their resiliency and flexibility and adaptability. And, you know, at some point we're going to get to play, and I guarantee you it's going to mean a lot more to us when we get to.
So we're just holding our breath, getting ready to hopefully in September crank up those Friday night lights. It doesn't get any better than that.
I agree. And we're ready to go.
Nothing like a Friday night in Texas, Coach.
No doubt.
Absolutely. We appreciate you joining us, and I look forward to hearing from you hopefully later this week with some good news.
Absolutely. Well, I appreciate you having us on, and we'll see you soon, Doc.
All right. Thanks to Coach Elliot Allen, head football coach and athletic director for the Brenham Cubs. And we'll be back to wrap it up right after these messages.
Hello, would you like me to find workout classes near you?
There are no stores that sell glasses within 10 miles of your location.
There's enough artificial in the world. That's why Michelob Ultra is brewed with no artificial colors or flavors. With just 95 calories and 2.6 carbs, superior light beer. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri. 95 calories, 2.6 grams carbs, 0.6 grams protein, and 0.0 grams fat for 12 ounces.
Mike Hopkins Distributing is your regional Michelob Ultra distributor.
When your clothes have to look good, trust them to Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market Street in Brenham. Your dry cleaning comes back in tip-top condition because quality work is what's important to the staff at Classic Care Cleaners. Classic Care specializes in dry cleaning and laundry services. They offer starched jeans and shirts, leather and suede cleaning, alterations, wedding gowns, and drapery cleaned and pressed. And upon request, one-day dry cleaning. And it's a promise. You'll look great in everything they do. Classic Care Cleaners. 805 South Market in Brenham.
Brenham Country Club is a family-oriented social and recreational organization providing the highest quality services and facilities. A beautiful 18-hole golf course with a 300-yard driving range. A pro shop, large swimming pool with pool house. Their large clubhouse features a full bar and Wi-Fi internet and is available for party rentals. The Brenham Country Club, 3 miles east of Brenham on Highway 105. For more information about memberships, call 836-1733. They have a membership level that's perfect for your family.
Back on the Brenham Sports Line, thanks to Coach Elliot Allen of the Brenham Cubs for joining us as we get ready for Houston Astro baseball coming up, and looking forward to later this week when hopefully we will get a concrete schedule. I want to take one quick moment for one final note before we leave, and hats off to a modern day sports hero. People talk about, the selfishness of the pro athlete. And, of course, there are many, many examples of that. And then there's guys like Kansas City Chiefs offensive lineman Laurent Duvernay-Tardif. Starting offensive lineman for the Kansas City Chiefs. He's got himself a Super Bowl ring and had himself a real nice contract. However, he has announced he is not going to be playing NFL football this coming fall. And it is has everything to do with the coronavirus. No, he's not one of the players that is going to take advantage of the offer by the NFL to leave the league without any repercussions due to concerns over COVID-19. No, he's a medical school graduate from a Canadian university. He's been assisting as an orderly in a long-term care facility during the coronavirus, the height of his career, when he's making big money, when he is a starting lineman for the Super Bowl champs because he is going to work in hospitals helping care for patients with COVID-19. He's leaving the NFL. He's leaving a job that pays him almost, he's scheduled to make $2.75 million this season. He is going to take a pass on that because he is going to continue his medical education and will help patients out all fall in a Montreal hospital that are dealing with coronavirus, COVID-19. So, to folks that say there are no real sports heroes out there these days, Laurent Duvernay-Tardif, he is what a hero is all about. You've been listening to the Rem Sports Line, Sports Talk with a Local Attitude, brought to you by Budweiser, Mike Hopkins Distributing, and Classic Care Cleaner, South Market Street, Brenham, making sure you look great in everything they do. We'll be back next week with a full hour edition. Want to thank Coach Elliot Allen, head football coach and athletic director at Brenham High School, for joining us. And of course, you can listen to the Brenham Sports Line again if you missed any of it on our website, kidvhi.com. Listen for the podcast, or you can just go to our KidVHI Facebook page and watch our program. Houston Astros baseball coming up next here on KWHI.